I'm particularly pleased to be joined by my final guest on the show this morning, given that at the end of June, he tested positive for COVID-19. Delighted to say, though, that he made a full recovery. Now, if you happen to be in London between 2003 and 2008, and you're a fan of musicals, it's entirely possible that you saw him in the role of Simba in The Lion King. If you're a fan of the soapies, you'll remember him from his starring role in Mavango, and the music aficionados among you will still be humming his 2010 smash hit debut single, Dominoes. You'll be delighted to know he's also got new music out. He's an award-winning actor, musician, producer and film scorer. I can only be talking about Brian Timber. Brian, welcome to the show. Great to have you on Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, thank you so much for that introduction. It's just brilliant. It's just beautiful. I think I need to pay you. How much am I paying you again?
No need. You can just serenade me with your dulcet tones. That's all I need.
I can do that. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's a real pleasure. And listen, you are a wearer of many hats, actor, musician, producer, film scorer. I read that you say that you're a better musician than you are actor, though.
Definitely. I think that's not even a question of if I am or whatever, because the initial vision or the reason why I was in the industry is because of music. So I got into the industry as a musician. So I started in 1998. I know I'm exposing my age now, but I started with groups like Joyous Celebration, and that's all I wanted to do. I didn't even think about acting until I was on stage doing The Lion King, and then I was like, I kind of enjoy this, and I think from there the rest is history, because I did a movie in London as well. It was an awareness against gun crime, knife and gun crime.
Yeah.
And I was the lead, and it was a short film. And then Mubango happened, and I fell in love.
You know what's interesting to me about South Africa, and you've lived all over, you've spent time in London, you've been to the States, is that I feel like, and this is what I love about South Africa, is that I feel like we are happy for our performers to be diverse in their talents. We support that. You can be a Tando de Bete and be an actress and a radio presenter. You can be you can be doing acting. You can be, whereas I find that in England, where I grew up, there seems to be less of that. People like to pigeonhole. They say, well, she's a singer. Why is she now being an actress? Or she's this. And we don't do that here. And I love that. I love that it's, if I suddenly turn around tomorrow and said, actually, guys, I feel like I might release a single, I feel like there would be support for that.
Actually, and I think, in all fairness, now we need to look at what's happening in music and celebrities in like 10 years ago. It was different.
Mm.
You did have musicians and it was just musicians. You did have actors and it was just actors. Nowadays, I think even though it's beautiful, but sometimes you find that it's all about numbers.
Mm.
People become actors, like musicians become actors because of their numbers on social media and everything else.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So I think that's the difference or the disadvantage, if I may say.
Yeah. No, that's very true. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right. Listen, the industry that you are in is notoriously difficult. It's precarious, really precarious, as the last year has proven. Was being an actor or a musician or being in the performing arts industry, was it something that your family was supportive of? Come home and say, Mom, Dad, want to be a singer, do they go, no, my boy, you better hit those books?
I can tell you that for free. They were like, hell no. Hell no, because they're like, where I grew up in Soshanguve in Pretoria, and there were no celebrities, there were no people that were exemplary in terms of the music industry or the acting industry or successful at that. There were no people who were successful. The only people that were around town that were musicians or actors ended up just in the township. That was that.
Yeah.
They didn't become big, or they were not exemplary in that way. So for me, when I told my parents, particularly my mom, she was like, but why would you want to sing? Because look at so-and-so, he's not even successful. So why would you want to do that? So they straight up said no. So I had to be rebellious in a way and say, look, I need to go stay with my brother in Johannesburg and I'll go to school there, And they were like, oh, okay, as long as you're going to school, that's fine. I knew what I was doing. because now the music bug had caught me, and I was so convicted and knew that this is what I wanted to do. And I had to find a way to do it. And I straight up lied and said I was going to school. I didn't go to school that year, and I started singing professionally.
So, Brian, tell me then, at what point in your career did they come around? At what point did they say, okay, you've proven us wrong, you're doing pretty well?
Our parents, you know, because we don't come from advantaged families,
yeah.
You know, we either come from a middle class family or just a family that gets by.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the minute you're able to put food on the table, the minute you're able to pay for stuff, the minute you're able to send money home, then they were like, oh, okay, now we kind of understand, you know, and now they start paying attention and following you. How, you know, they start supporting because they see that there's fruits that are yielded from this thing that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they started accepting when they saw that. I mean, for them, obviously, I can understand that all they want is for us to be able to take care of ourselves and take care of our future. You know, so I understood that.
When you look back over the last sort of 20 plus years that you've been in the industry, what are some of the highlights for you? And what does success look like for you? How do you measure it? Do you measure it by, you know, like you mentioned, social media? That seems to be the measure of success these days, doesn't it? How many people follow me? The fact that you still love what you're doing? Do you measure it by album sales, single sales? How do you quantify success?
You know, realistically, I would want to say sales. I would want to say, you know, the money that I get from the sales or the popularity that I get all the time, because that translates to sales.
Yeah.
You know? But I think from the experience, you know, in the past 20 years, from the experience, it's more about the people that you touch.
Mm.
It's more about the people that get to experience you and follow you regardless, whether you're up or whether you're down, and they listen to whatever you put out. And I've experienced that, you know, and that translates more than money, I think.
You know what I mean?
So,
yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So I appreciate that more. Because I've been in the industry for 20 years and I'm still spoken about. People are still talking about Brian Temby, and that's something that I can appreciate and be grateful for.
Mm,
because a lot of artists, especially with the type of music that I do, a lot of people have come and gone.
True, yeah. Yeah, indeed.
You know.
Listen, you've got new music out, which I'm absolutely delighted about. We're going to be hearing your latest track, Oluwatu, in just a minute. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Oh man, I've always been the love person. You know, everything that I write is all about love and all of that. And Oluwatu is just simply that. It's an R&B, hardcore R&B song with the international sounds, but it's written in Zulu. It simply says our love is eternal. You know, our love is stronger than a rock. You know, and for me that translates to we can go through whatever, but as long as our love is there, we'll be sustained and we'll be proper.
Yeah, and I mean that really resonates not just between people at the moment, but I think across the world, just as being something that we can all hold on to. I'm delighted that you'd managed to join us today, Brian. I'm so glad that you are healthy. We know that you had COVID back in June, but you are healthy. You're doing well. Will you introduce your latest single for us?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my latest single called Oluwatu from my upcoming EP, actually called It's All You. Please listen to Oluwatu and fall in love one more time.
Yama putami ge komunye obusinhliziyo yami buwe guwe
for a Saturday morning. That's Oluwetu, Brian Temba there.